You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 976, hour number 3. And we'll start this hour with Luigi Nono and Pierre Boulez. From Luigi Nono, we'll hear from his composition for a solo violin, a fixed media, sound projection, and music stands. A piece called L'Lontananza Nostalgica Utopica Futura. And that's released on Kairos from 2000. And the individual sections are all marked Legio, which just means music stand, in reference to the music stand, the violin, the music stands throughout the venue that the soloist walks circles around in conjunction with the sound projection. The violin soloist here is Melis Mellinger. Electronics on eight tracks of tape here. That was still working with tape back in at the end of the last century. Luigi Nono and Hans-Peter Haller with electronic sound projection by Salvatore Salvatore Chirino, who is himself a noted Italian composer, and this was recorded at West German at the German Radio Cologne in July of 2001. This was completed in 1999, and actually, that wouldn't be correct because Luigi Nono had passed away by that time. That this is one of his one of Luigi Nono's final pieces, though. And we'll hear Legio 5, running 11 and a half minutes, from Pierre Boulez, Luigi Nono's fellow Darmstadt veteran. We'll hear selections from On Them 2, and these are in French and noted on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. I invite you to go to martiangardens.blog, and complete titles listings for hour 2 will be there. And this comes from Sir and C's A Message Key and Anthem 2, all released on the same CD, Deutsche Grammophon from 2000. And this is, again, for violin and live electronics. Violin soloist, here is Hey Sun King. We start with Luigi Nono and Legio 5 from La Lontananza Nostalgica Utopica Futura, with the violin soloist Melis Mellinger. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 976, hour number 3.
Thank you.
That was music for violin and live electronics from Pierre Boulez. Selections from On Theme 2. And those selections, the first five selections of this 20-minute composition, are included on this program and listed at the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, that's martiangardens.blog. The violinist is Hae-sun Kang, and he's from the Ensemble Intercontemporain, and that's electroacoustic music performed by Andrew Gerzo from the IRCAM studios in Paris. And this was recorded in Paris in December of 1999. Composed in 1997 by Pierre Boulez, and that's from a Deutsche Grammophon CD released in 2000. We heard before Pierre Boulez, music from Luigi Nono, who, that's right, he passed away in 1990, and this was one of his last works, ironically titled La Lontananza Nostalgica Utopica Futura, and this is released on the Kairos label in 2000. And this is also, like Pierre Boulez, it features violin and fixed media, and this one features a sound projection and is also written for several music stands to be placed around the auditorium, where the violinist Proceed to stroll the auditorium, reading the work from each music stand in coordination with the sound projection portion of the piece. There's more information about this music on the Martian Gardens blog. Again, that's martiangardens.blog, because you'll also want to look that up for the details on the next piece, which is Marcel Duchesne and Moll, Opera Lilliput pour Six Roche Moll, which is a Lilliputian opera for six soft rocks. And this is described as a transposition of children's dreams of earth, sea, and sky. And the inspiration comes from the composer wandering the beaches of the St. Lawrence River and looking at the ordinary gray pebbles on the beach, and doing as I certainly did in childhood, and probably you did as well, and some of us still do in adulthood. Imagine what it's like to be the size of an ant or something among those pebbles, and what would the world be like? And it's divided into 17 miniatures. I didn't translate them all because it'd make the playlist way too busy, and it's already too busy as it is. They have titles like, in English, The World is a Drop of Water, and Birth of Soft Rocks, and Insects Drink the Sea with a Straw, and Games Towards a Synchronization, As the Moon Rises Red, and Ghost Ships, The World is... The World is an Air Bubble. I mean, there's all kind of, there. It's very imaginative and surreal. This is music for two clarinets, three trombones, three percussionists, and fixed media. At the time, electroacoustic music on tape, but now it could be really realized digitally. And again, the details are of the personnel are on the Martian Gardens blog. This was this particular recording was made from a performance in Montreal in 1978. And this is from Marcel Duchesne and her CD from 2006 on Empreintes Digitales, Petit Big Bangs. And once again, this is called Moll Opera, Moll, a Lilliputian Opera for Six Soft Rocks. And this runs nearly 23 minutes. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 976, hour number 3. And this again is Marcel Duchesne, Moll, Lilliputian Opera for Six Soft Rocks.
Thank you.
That was music from Marcel Duchesne, Moll, a Lilliputian opera for six soft rocks. That's music for musicians on for two clarinets, three trombones, three percussion, and fixed media. In this case, electroacoustic music realized on tape. At Laval University, Quebec City, in 1976. This recording was made from a performance in Montreal in 1978 and remastered in more recent years. And that comes from Petty Big Bang's Marcel Duchesne, a CD on Empreintes Digitales, released in 2006. And there's more information to be read and linked to on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, that's martiangardens.blog. And We'll wind down the program with music, with poetry from Dorota Cherner. This is dedicated to, it's a poem for Bob Morris at 70. Robert Morris, now this goes back several years now, when he turned 70, his friends at the Open Space and the New Perspectives magazine released a CD, a three CD set dedicated to Robert Morris from the Eastman School in Rochester, New York. Dorota Cherner, a poem for Bob Morris at 70 from Robert Morris at 70 on Open Space, released in 2014. And whatever time we've got left, we'll hear harp music from Victoria Jordanova, and that'll be specified on the Martian Gardens blog. Once again, martiangardens.blog. My name's Max. Thanks for joining me.
She is, becomes, the dance, ever on the way, but grasping onto, and full of grasses she touched, blown through with a linden dust, licked off the wet fingernails, tears heather, embalmed and lost in a man's mouth. Taste me, my life. Honey a soul saved for the journey into the afterlife. I love you, the placenta of shadow. My life, put to rest in a red clay pot, wrapped in a strand of other warm, hidden meanings in earth, on earth. I love you, my life, be my life, ever on the way, but grasping onto and full of grasses she touched, blown through with a linden dust, licked off the wet fingernails, tears of heather embalmed and lost in a man's mouth. Taste me, my life, just as simply or densely laid in elemental braids, as is the gold flower that must be combed, must be brought to the honeycomb by the body, the lips and the voice drifting apart in the heated air. Apart, back to each other, into the heart, gently, in circular tides, phrased in sweetness, blended, made together as grass, linden seeds, clover heads, of love song spumed, where now all the sweat is gone, spent upon her son. The heart, from such slow sweetness, the life, my whole, comes over the top, over the bed of heather, breathe through both the hardwood of light and the bark of shadow. Into this hive, and it's there, it's not there, there only that is together through of that fullness to overflow.